Welcome to Thursday's edition of Your Gutter. I've got Joel Richards. Are you back permanently from Doha? Are you
no, not? Just for a couple of weeks. I flew in just for this show. I brought me fly forward just to get in for this.
We paid a fortune to get him here. We have Joel. We have Lizzie Doyle. We paid a fortune to get Lizzie over from the
summer
BBC.
Summer signing.
And we've got Ian Ryan. Oh.
Thanks for that, Rob.
And he's producing. I still feel like I've been out since Darwin Nunes signed. Haven't been home. Sleeping rough and just simply going and going on Darwin Nunes Day forever. But we've got to come down to earth. And I think it's time to reflect on where LFC are at now. I was doing some musing and I thought, it's been a hell of a start to a transfer window, this. Beyond dreams, really. We nailed Carvalho, let's not forget him. Mm. A really hot young prospect at the beginning of the window. We've just signed a 100 million euro striker in Darwin Nunes. But let's not forget Luis Diaz, who was brought forward because of pressure from Tottenham trying to sign him to January. It's about £150 million worth of talent, but not just talent, forward talent. I wanted to just reflect on what's happened in the last 12 months and then go to the panel for their views on this. If we rewind a year when I was doing these shows with you guys and others, we were saying, well, okay, we've got our front three, our ledge front three, but we've now eased in Diogo Jota. Isn't that cool? Now all we need to do is nail the main boys down on new contracts, and we can look forward to the next few years, maybe blooding in a Harvey Elliott, a Cade Gordon, and that's how Liverpool's attack will evolve. But what's happened in that last year is not one of those of our vaunted front three have renewed. Mane is on the verge of leaving. Bobby Firmino probably isn't going to sign a new contract. Mo Salah looks less likely to sign a new contract than at any stage. And we've added, as I said, £150 million worth of forward talent in Nunes, Diaz and Carvalho. Start with you, E, on this one. The refurbishment of Liverpool's attack is in some kind of overdrive, it feels like.